This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Tonight, a heartbroken mother telling us her teenage son died after unknowingly taking a lethal dose of fentanyl.
The Georgia Department of Health now warning that 66 people in Georgia have overdosed on the drug in the last month alone, the youngest only 10 years of age.
The 72,000 Americans last year who died from fentanyl poisoning. That's more than the entirety of Vietnam, the entire Vietnam War.
Migrant children pouring into our area on flights chartered by the feds. Former Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino says that's what you're seeing on this video from a distance at Westchester County Airport. And he says the number of flights is increasing.
We have no answers about basic questions like who's coming here, where are they being settled or taken to.
The News 4 Jax I team is digging into claims that the federal government is flying illegal immigrants into Jacksonville in the dark of night as the Biden administration tries to handle the flood of people crossing into the U.S. along the southern border.
But I see the arrogance.
As we understand it, 48 migrants were lured, I will use the word lured, under false pretenses. They were taken to Martha's Vineyard from what we can gather for little more than a photo op, video op. And then they were unceremoniously stranded in Martha's Vineyard.
As far as the border, we're taking unprecedented action. We had to fix something that was broken, especially by the last administration. We've secured record levels, this is what we have been able to do, of funding for the Department of Homeland Security.
You know, doing it for the sake of a headline, what we're seeing with these governors is irresponsible, and it's inhumane. It's inhumane.
And the evil.
Biden and the Democrats, you tell me. Look at their faces. You tell me which one of these 20%, 20 to 40% of these children are going to go missing.
And the corruption.
Well, think about this, okay? People came into this country illegally, violating our laws, okay? And the first thing they do is get lawyers and use our laws to sue an elected governor, to sue a state.
And the chutzpah.
We have a shortage of workers in our country, and you see even in Florida, some of the farmers and the growers saying, why are you shipping these immigrants up north? We need them to pick the crops down here.
And there's really not even words to describe it. The Democratic Party, working for the UN and the globalists, does a worldwide lockdown, opens the borders, floods us with tens of millions of people, and then the Republicans ship 50 people to the Naval Observatory in D.C., where the vice president puppet lives, Kamala Harris, and they ship 48 people to Martha's Vineyard, and they ship a few thousand to Chicago, and they literally call it human trafficking, and they call it illegal, when they're the ones running it all. It's just so insane to watch them say, we are so enriched by the 48 illegal aliens that came here in Martha's Vineyard, but we shipped them all away, and to see gushing articles how good the left is and how wonderful they are, and to see Twitter leftists celebrating how they love migrants when they're the first people that don't want any of these folks around them. It is just incredible. When we're there over the last few years showing children being handed to random men to be put in vans and driven to God knows where, true human smuggling, the left loves it. They cover it up. They say, oh, Jones staged that footage of kids being loaded in a van. No, it was real. But then when they do it, it's a good thing. And then when Republicans just take a few people that were already vetted and released, about to be flown to Florida, and when the states fly that up, when the states do that, they totally freak out. biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store Super Sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
And we are back broadcasting worldwide on this live Wednesday, October 5th transmission. Now, for the next 2 hours, I'm going to open the phones up and take your phone calls. Today, we're going to do first-time callers. Any subject, any issue you want to raise, I love the wild card nature. We only screen your calls and make sure you've got a good phone line. And we can clearly hear you. You agree, you disagree, you've got a question, you've got a comment. I love the spin-the-wheel nature of a free-for-all. But I would like to get your take on the war escalating, on the pipeline being blown up, on the open borders, on the scientists and mainline studies confirming the shots erase your immune system, make you get infected, make you get sick, make you die. They don't give you any protection. In fact, they make you sicker. I mean, all this is confirmed. From 96% effective to makes you sick and die. What needs to happen next here? What do we do about the massive censorship that's only intensifying? Now Google admits they're censoring most conservatives' email so you can't share news and information. I mean, it's everywhere. 4 years ago, it's Alex Jones. 2 years ago, it's Donald Trump. Now it's everybody. This is just insane. Do we recognize how far they've taken us? We don't want to be the frog in the boiling pot. We want to get out of the pot, and that's what this broadcast is all about. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. First-time callers today. There's so much more to get into, obviously, here, and it just makes my head spin. Look at this headline. DHS frees 300,000 illegals with tracking devices, and the illegals accept them. They don't have to take shots like the troops or the medical workers or everybody else that's been bullied into it outside of law. The UN said last year, oh, you can't give the migrants the shots. They're experimental. That's illegal to make people take shots. So the illegal aliens don't have to take the shots, but the citizens do. But why do the illegals take the tracker chips and the tracker cards and the tracker bracelets? Because it directs them, and they're given a cell phone, it's reported. The government gives them a cell phone and a tracker system, either on the cell phone or in a credit card, or some are even given bracelets. And then it directs them where to go to be signed up for welfare, signed up for sweatshops, because they'll get welfare and have a job. Democrats skim off the top. And then they're told where to go vote using the name of a dead person or somebody who moved out of the state or district. DHS frees 300,000 illegals with tracking devices. Report, President Joe Biden's administration has reportedly released a vastly expanded use of a program that sets loose illegal aliens in the U.S. who are then monitored via phones and tracking devices while their immigration applications are being processed that takes on average 4 years. There are 316,700 migrants enrolled in the government's so-called Alternatives to Detention program September 24th, up 266%. This is just absolutely insane, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely out of control. Again, the toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539. I see the calls. I've already loaded the phone lines up. Simon, Sean, Jim, and others, your calls are coming up in just a few minutes. But let me hit this news. This just broke. minutes ago. Italian fighter jets intercept four Russian warplanes near the Polish border, force them to return to Kaliningrad, the military reports. Italian fighter jets participating in a NATO air policing mission in Poland intercepted Russian aircraft that allegedly entered the Polish airspace, the country's Air Force said today. Another immediate takeoff of the Italian Air Force Eurofighters engaged in air policing activities in Poland to intercept four Russian fighters after they had entered the Polish airspace and Swedish airspace before then being forced to return to Kaliningrad airspace, the Italian Air Force wrote. Musk planned to end Russian war infuriates Ukraine on Twitter. Associated Press. Government ministers tweeted images of Elon Musk in a Russian uniform in a jail cell in shackles. The government then began to have discussions about putting him on the enemies list, like they've done with the founder of Pink Floyd, who's criticized the war. So it doesn't matter that Musk gave him all the satellite systems and the Starlink and the rest of it. He's worried about nuclear war and just said that Ukraine should try a peace deal with Putin, and for that he's now being threatened. Let's play this clip. Columbia professor Jeffrey Sachs, who's very respected, yanked off the air after accusing the U.S. of sabotaging Nord Stream pipeline. And they just cut him off. Because you're not allowed to tell the truth. Blinken can say they blew it up. Biden can threaten to blow it up. You can have all the evidence the globalists did it. But then if you call it out, you get censored. That's how the New World Order works. Here's a clip.
Well, Europe is in a very, very sharp economic downturn. The sharp decline of output and living standards also shows up as a rise of prices. But the main fact is that the European economy is getting hammered by this, by the sudden cutoff of energy. And now, to make it definitive, the destruction of the Nord Stream pipeline, which I would bet was a U.S. action, perhaps U.S. and Poland. This is
speculation. Jeff, we got to stop there. That's quite a statement as well. Why do you feel that was a U.S. action? What evidence do you have of that?
Well, first of all, there's direct radar evidence that U.S. Helicopters, military helicopters that are normally based in Gdansk, were circling over this area. We also had the threats from the United States earlier in this year that one way or another, we are going to end Nord Stream. We also have a remarkable statement by Secretary Blinken last Friday in a press conference. He says, this is also a tremendous opportunity. It's a strange way to talk if you're worried about the piracy on international infrastructure of vital significance. So I know this runs counter to our narrative. It runs. You're not allowed to say these things in the West. But the fact of the matter is, all over the world, when I talk to people, they think the U.S. did it. And just to tell you, by the way, even reporters on our papers that are involved tell me privately, it doesn't show up in our media.
Professor.
Senior Columbia University economics professor who knows that 2 + 2 = 4, but the system won't allow us to say it. In fact, Twitter and others have been censoring people that even try to talk about it. Keep your mouth shut, you dirty Americans. Elon Musk tweeted out when he called for a peace deal, "You are assuming that I wish to be popular. I don't care. I don't care that millions of people may die needlessly." That's right. He said, "You're assuming that I wish to be popular. I don't care. I do care. I do care that millions of people may die needlessly for an essentially identical outcome." Elon Musk, "I'm trying to avoid nuclear war." Zelensky, "Why do you love Putin and hate Ukraine?" Now, I thought this is an important article out of the Gateway Pundit, and it links directly to the Washington Post. So this is not, again, made-up news. This is real. CIA sabotaged Soviet pipeline to Europe. In 1982, U.S. software caused massive explosion in Siberian pipeline seen from space. So it's not just the CIA and big tech loading kill switches and sabotage switches into things the last few decades. This was going on 40 years ago, giving them pipeline software, the Russians, that then put the pressure up so high on the pipeline, it blew up. So this has been going on for a while. Here's the Washington Post headline from February 27, 2004, when it was declassified. Reagan approved plan to sabotage Soviets. A fascinating article. In order to disrupt the Soviet gas supply, its hard currency earnings from the West, and the internal Russian economy, the pipeline software that was to run the pumps, turbines, and valves was programmed to go haywire after a decent interval to reset pumps and valve settings to pressures far beyond those acceptable to pipeline joints and welds. The result was the most monumental non-nuclear explosion and fire ever seen from space, recalls the U.S. satellite director. It's all right there. So we'll be right back with your phone calls and a lot more. Oh, and Biden's secret censorship program. Wait till you hear about that.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwhayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Truth is the antidote to their lies. We are the tip of the spear, and I'm so proud to be here with you all today. All right, I want to go to your phone calls, then I'm going to get into Biden's secret operations censoring the American people that are breaking. Also, it's very interesting to read the internal emails and text messages of Elon Musk, where he is saying they're destroying America, the leftists are tyrants, I'm not even a right-winger, but we got to stop them. They're corporate fascists, they're using this to take over the economy, these people will destroy humanity. I mean, it makes you really like Elon Musk, but I'm not a fool. But I'm also not somebody that's completely cynical. When the whole world becomes evil, the cool thing to be is good. And why? He's got like 8 kids. And most of the globalists don't have children. When you have children, you have a tendency to care about the future. And I think Elon's a classical libertarian in that if you want brain chips, get brain chips, he'll sell them to you. If you want a shot, take a shot, but he's not going to push it on you. In fact, he said don't take the shot 2 years ago. So if you balance things out, the overwhelming weight is that Musk is a good person. But I'm not naive. We need to appreciate the good things he does, but also pay very close attention to him and don't trust him. And that's where I'm at on Musk. And I know some of the people that work with him, I'll leave it at that, very well-known names as well. I've met some of these people, and they act very legitimately like they want to turn things around and don't like what's happening. I've not been funded by these folks, and I've not asked for money, but I mean, I would take money to promote liberty and not have any strings attached, but that's not happened. But I have met with some of the names up there with Musk, and they told me years ago Musk was going to do this. I told you, Musk claims, his people claim, he's going to get hardcore patriot very soon and just watch. And I'm like, okay, I've been told this by some high-level people. Then I got told it not by some big billionaire Silicon Valley folks, but then I got told it by a very well-known podcaster, just very well-known, as well-known as you can get, and I got told it by other people. And then I was given information, and I said this 2 years ago, and I said it a year ago, and I said it 6 months ago. In fact, the archivist can find it. I said, I'm told that Jack Dorsey is secretly working with Elon Musk to try to free Twitter, and that secretly Jack Dorsey is an everyday listener and literally believes Alex Jones is always right. And I was told that by a very prominent person that's friends with him, and then the prominent person at dinner showed me their phone and said, this is off record. You can talk about this, just don't say my name. And I sat there and read conversations about what they were planning to do to overthrow the leftist New World Order and that they were all closet patriots. And I'm just like, wow. And I told you that. And now, I mean, I almost came in here today and spent the 3 hours of the show just reading a big article that's on Infowars.com that has all of the different emails and tweets, not tweets, text messages of Elon Musk. I love Zero Hedge. They have great articles, but this headline doesn't give it justice. It should be incredible Elon Musk private messages and text messages paint a picture of someone wanting to overthrow the New World Order. But the headline says, now that Twitter belongs to Elon, which it doesn't, he's trying to buy it again, here is what he will do to the platform in his own words. And then, again, I can spend the entire show on what he said in his private message. It sounds like Alex Jones. And it's conversations with Jack Dorsey. So, I mean, you think I wanted to get up here 2 years ago and go, Jack Dorsey's a closet Alex Jones listener, and I was wrong about him when he was saying nice things about me? Remember, all the rest of the tech companies banned me. He wouldn't. And I thought he was just acting like he was free speech, and then I went and screamed at him at Congress, and then he banned me the next day. And then a couple years later, I was told, like, hey, you know he's a big listener, right? You know he basically thinks like you're his guru. And I said, come on, that's not true. And then later at dinner, I'm like, they're like, hey, you see that? And they let me read the thread. So I was like, this is getting really weird. And again, so I don't want to be too cynical here. Maybe we're not just winning at the grassroots level. Maybe we're actually winning the hearts and minds of people in the system. Because, I mean, I've been sitting there, I was thinking about during the break, at four meetings with household names. Four. Where they told me this to my face. No, the other meetings I had over the years with the globalists trying to buy me out, it was very open that, hey, we're going to win. You can't stop us. Just join us. And so when the rubber met the road, I thought it was cynical. I thought it was made up. I thought they were trying to chump me. And maybe they are. Maybe they're so sophisticated they get globalism's going to come in. It's going to be unpopular. It'll get a lot of the gains at once in place. But then they need loyal opposition to come in and act like they're against the more horrible aspects of it, but then basically play the part of the dialectic where you have the two sides. And I don't know if that's the case. But I can tell you, at the heights of this thing, these globalists fight with each other. They're always jockeying for power and control. And they're not invincible. And so I think a lot of people in the power structure are hedging their bets on liberty, because why have all the money and power and you have to live in a bunker? And there's nuclear war, which Elon Musk is saying. He's saying, let's stop this. So I'm going to support Elon Musk in what he's been saying and doing in the direction he's going. As I've said for 2 years, he's going in a better and better direction every day. That doesn't mean we won't criticize him. It doesn't mean that I won't have writers and people like Greg Reese that doesn't like Musk that makes powerful videos against Musk. I respect Greg Reese. He may be right. And so we aren't a cult here. We're having a debate and a discussion. If I respect you and think you are good, and I respect your mind, and I may not totally agree with you, I'm going to still listen to you. InfoWars is not Alex Jones's view, and this is what you say, this is what you do. I don't tell Harrison Smith, I don't tell Owen Schroyer at daily meetings like every other media outlet does, this is what you cover, this is what you do, here's your sheet of what to say, don't do this, don't do that. I respect Harrison Smith. I respect Owen Schroyer. I respect their views. I respect their ideas. And I agree with them probably 95% of the time, but the 5% of the time I disagree, I respect that because they're legitimate, real intellects, just like our callers, just like our guests. So I think the jury's out on Elon Musk. But if he keeps going in the right direction, soon he's going to be in a really good place. And the bad he's done is already outweighed by the good. So that's a whole other discussion. What do you think of Elon Musk, and where do you see him going? So listeners get confused by this because they hear me say good things about Elon Musk, and then they'll see a Greg Reese video. He's made like 4 or 5. And they go, well, what is it? Is he good or is he bad? I don't know. That's what I just said. But if he's moving in the right direction, we'd be dumb to then attack him for good he's done. When he does bad, attack him. When he does good, support him. Pavlovian, let's do that. We callers can talk about that, too. I want your take on that, I promise. For an hour and a half, when we come back, we're going to your calls. Bam, bam, bam. 1776coin.com. If you want the limited edition Teddy Roosevelt coin, just keep us on air. Thanks for your support.
By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com.
at SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL at Gibson Go for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up. We're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to Simon and Action and Dave and Sean and Jim and Kevin and Steve and Eric and Chris and Cy. So many incredible points they want to raise. We're going to you in just a moment. But I got some good news. We're not just running the big super mega sale that only lasts until next Sunday, 40 or 50% off on things that are back in stock like X3 and so much more. Our number one bestseller, it's not our biggest profit center, but it's the number one bestseller because it has a low price, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the amino acids, the number one way to boost your immune system. It's healthy, it's delicious. Take a scoop or two, put it in a pitcher, you know, swirl it around with some ice, drink it in the morning, drink it at night. Great for kids, great for young people, great for old people, great for everybody. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, super high quality, is 50% off the 18-wheeler, arrived today, made right here in America. And I like to throw some strawberries and berries in with it, just, you know, just absolutely mix it up and drink it. It's got vitamin C, D, E, and B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, oh, that's so important, CoQ10, and many other vitamins and nutrients. Every vitamin, every mineral that's essential, and key amino acids to boost your natural systems. Get Vitamineral Fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com. Finally, back in stock. And we also have Survival Shield X3 back in stock, Brain Force Ultra back in stock, all 50% off, Brain Force Plus, Fizzy Magnesium selling out, but still 50% off, DNA Force Plus 50% off, Organic Green Fiber Caps, so good for your body, so good for your digestive system, it's back, 50% off, so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let's go to Simon in New York, the vaccine, the globalists, their motivations, and the reset goals. Thanks for calling.
Alex, good afternoon. How are you?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
I'd like to offer a different perspective on the purpose of the vaccine. First, anybody who didn't take it is now on a list as being non-compliant, right? They got all that data built up right there. So, number one. And then number two, more sinister, and I think this is why Trump hasn't gotten on board of going against the vaccine, is potentially the next bio attack could be a vaccination that all us non-compliant do not have. What better way to remove the non-compliant citizen from the equation for the next step of the plan?
I want you to slow down and start over, because what you've said, I have thought about a lot and really ruminated on. They give you a shot that takes over your body, causes major health problems, but it's a binary system where if you have it, when they hit us with the next weapon, you're protected and all the non-compliant are killed. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's why the vaccine itself was so sinister and poisonous, because the next attack is even more sinister and poisonous. And Trump knows this. This is why he's allowing them to give it to children, allowing them to do the mandates and not coming out against it.
Because, well, listen, I always go off intellectual research, and then I finish off with my gut. I like Trump. I don't think he's bad. The globalists really hate him. He did so much good. And he tried to get all these therapeutics in. They tried to block. He did a great job there. He tried to end the lockdowns. He did so many good things. But I think that's still speculative. And I don't see how a graphene oxide matrix in your body and a spike protein that your body creates that's toxic, how does that protect somebody from another bio attack?
I would have no idea on their intention or how that would protect somebody, but it doesn't make sense that Trump wouldn't come out against it, and it doesn't make sense that they would poison all of their followers and the people that are compliant to the system. Why would they want to kill them off?
Well, listen, I don't want to disagree with you, and I appreciate your call, Simon. Very good point. Very good research point. Here's the problem. In history, those that comply get killed first, in my experience. They want to get rid of compliant sheeple. You think they want to get rid of us, the thinkers, but in their eugenics operation, they actually want to get rid of those that serve them the most. I know that sounds counterintuitive, but I can tell you this, the globalists aren't taking the shot themselves, but it's a very good point to discuss and debate. I'm going to talk to a lot of scientists I know and big thinkers and see what their answer is on that. I think it's a very important question. Thanks for posing it. Let's talk to Action in Texas. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, buddy? Hey, so my take, well, I think Musk is a genius. You know, he's a genius. I think he's going to be the one that actually exposes everything and maybe puts a bigger spotlight on what the elite are doing. But only time will tell, right? As far as fear, they want us, when they put us in fear, right, and panic, and we make knee-jerk decisions, a.k.a. people getting the vax when COVID came out, right? I didn't get it. I got a religious exemption. My son was terminated, and that's a lawsuit in itself. But it's being projecting fear on an individual or culture or people, right? When you're in fear, what happens? You either have faith in God or you trust in the arm of the flesh. So that's my
take.
That's
right. If you don't have faith in God, you make the state God and do whatever they say.
That's true. So if we don't have money and we don't have, if we can't save money, store food, right? Because food will be probably the only thing that we do have. And so we just want to give props to you, all your supplements, krill oil, All those good supplements, man. It worked great. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Action. I appreciate you calling. Let me hit this and go to another caller. Anybody can go to the BBC, the AP, the CBC. I have all the articles right here where the militaries of the world got together and engaged in, quote, mind control and psychological operations, psyops, to scare us into taking these shots that weren't vaccines, that were mutagenic, Franken mRNA injections, and it didn't work and it hurts us. Military campaign influenced public opinion continued after defense chief shut it down. CBC, last year. Military leaders saw pandemic as a unique opportunity to test propaganda techniques on Canadians. And it goes on. Pentagon opened sweeping review of clandestine psychological operations, Washington Post. Use of fear and control in COVID crisis was totalitarian, admit scientists. Countering cognitive warfare, awareness and resilience. NATO. And there's even more insane headlines. I mean, this went on. They don't debate it was a psyop. People have shows like, was it a psyop? Does Superman wear a cape? Let's talk to Cy in Illinois. Cy, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Great to be on the show. I just want to say today I woke up in the morning, had a coffee, and put a dropper of Brain Force Ultra, a dropper of X2, and I felt great. I'm still going good.
Thank you.
I just wanted to take just 1 minute to talk about my best friend, Daniel. He killed himself in May of this year. He's the smartest person I know. He was so uplifting. He was super fit physically. He made no enemies. And what he believed in is that there's a high-tech spiritual war between two groups of people. One group is trying to cancel humanity through nuclear extinction. They think that humans don't deserve to live. And the other group of people wants to keep it going, keep the simulation going, and let this game play out. Either side isn't 100% morally correct, and he spent his life navigating through that duality, and he lost himself in that confusion. And he started to believe that insulin was being used as a way to control him, and he stopped taking it as a type 1 diabetic. His health quickly deteriorated. And I just want to say that they like to manipulate the best of us and take them from us.
I agree. We have to be intellectual, but we have to be spiritual and just go to God and say, I'm going to live. I love you, God. And I'm telling myself this, not get too obsessed with this. Expose it. Know it's there. Warn others. And then compartmentalize and go have fun with your family at the park. You know, go hiking, go hunting, take care of your body. Absolutely. I'm so sorry for your friend, Daniel.
Thank you. Godspeed, Alex.
Anything else?
I love you, man.
I love you, too.
Just keep going.
I'm so sorry to your friend. You know, they admit a lot of the mainline vaccines that are real vaccines cause pancreatitis. And then they go, oh, your child really has type 1 diabetes. It's genetic. No, they fry their pancreas. But usually pancreatitis in children, according to mainline studies, I'm not a doctor, goes away in a few months, but they don't tell the parents that. They get them on the insulin right away, which shuts it fully down, and now they're a full-blown diabetic. Very evil.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Thank you. during next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Thankful to be here with you today, and I'm so honored that you hold us in position in this fight. Your will is what keeps us on air, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Let's go to Sean in Denver. Go ahead, Sean.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, so as if this world couldn't get any more crazy, what we have is the world's greatest deception that is about to take place. And hardly anybody's talking about it. We have the revealing of the Antichrist, which is about to take place. And he has much to do with these great signs and wonders that we're about to see in these later days. And it's important to understand that this man, I believe, is very close to Trump. And at the moment, he's on this world stage right now, setting up everything, and is about to set up Trump.
So you think that retard Jared Kushner is the Antichrist?
I do believe so, sir. He's running the Abraham Accords, peace deal.
Well, he looks like a demonic demon. He acts like one. He sabotaged the Trump administration. He spent double the money it cost in the most expensive building purchase ever to buy 666 Fifth Avenue. Remember that?
Exactly. And I've had my eyes on him ever since. And he's just at the right place at the right time. Plus, not to mention, he's got the right bloodline, which is a Jewish bloodline. It's not... I mean, I know a lot of folks think it's Obama and Macron and whatever, but the Antichrist has to be this Jewish figure. It's got to be the bloodline of Nimrod, because the devil, what the devil is doing is basically slapping God in the face, saying, I can use your people to do my work. And these are the fake Jews, the synagogue of Satan, that are running this whole gambit, and they're about to set this guy up. And I believe that what they're going to do is actually let Trump win come 2024. And actually, once those executive powers are all about to fall and the powers get switched over to the UN, that's when I believe Kushner will take that head position at the UN, throw Trump under the bus, and blame Trump and the Republican Party for the fall of the United States. And that's why I believe, you know, the Dems just have to wash their hands, wipe their hands clean of everything they've done. And what perfect to do than to let the Republican Party come in 2024,
all right,
let all that come from.
Listen, I got to tell you, I don't like Jared Kushner. I don't like what he did. We now know he's bad news. I've talked to insiders that were in the White House that confirm he wrecked everything. He was the worst guy. Steve Bannon's exposed it, you name it. I don't know why Trump goes along with Kushner and his criminal family, but he could barely talk. I mean, who knows? Maybe Satan will come into his body or something. I don't think Jared Kushner's the Antichrist. I know this, though. He's a transhumanist. He's on the payroll of big tech. That's a fact. And he did come out 2 weeks ago and say that he's going to live forever with transhumanism in an interview. He did come out. He did say that as soon as the crew finds it. We have it. Found it that quick. Wow. This crew is incredible. They hear me talking about Kushner, and they pull the clip up right as I ask for it. They have it. That is where we are synced up, crew. Here's a clip.
Friend. And then finally, I think that from the last year, the one thing I've tried to put a priority on since I left the White House was, you know, getting some exercise in. I think that there's a good probability that my generation is, hopefully with the advances in science, either, you know, the first generation to live forever or the last generation that's going to die. And so we need to keep ourselves in pretty good shape. And then the other thing I'd like.
So there you go. He's a transhumanist, folks. Jim in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, man, I love you, and I'm worried about you, man. Do you think there's a real chance that this judge could put you in jail in this trial?
You're talking about the second show trial in Connecticut. No, she said that if I said I was innocent or responded with other a yes or no or I don't know, she was going to put me in jail so I wouldn't be a puppet in her fake trial. They can get a $1 billion judgment. We don't have it. We're in Chapter 5 bankruptcy, which is a reorganization. So they're never going to shut us down as long as the listeners support us. But you know, that's where I'm at.
Would you think you would still testify? Would you refuse to do that?
I mean, I refused. The trial's over. They do. They do closing statements, I think, tomorrow.
And you don't think there's any way that she's not going to put you in jail or nothing? You're going to be okay.
She said, if I answered the questions truthfully, she would put me in jail. Folks, I know that sounds crazy. She said it. She'd already found me guilty. She's telling the jury I'm guilty. And so I didn't testify because I wasn't allowed to testify. They were supposed to pretend to the jury that it was a real trial, but she spent days admonishing us on what we could and couldn't say. So I'm not going to get up there and lie for her.
Yeah, I don't blame you, man. This is the worst thing I've ever seen done to a broadcaster.
Well, they admit, like, censoring me 4 years ago was the model for everybody else. They admit it's the model to shut everybody else down.
And it's coming, and everybody doesn't see it. Everybody that's not supporting Alex Jones is going to be so wrong in this case, and I hope they pay the price.
Well, I appreciate you, brother, but, I mean, it's bigger than me. They're coming after everybody. They're scared of this audience of activists. They're scared of you. They're scared of people that know who they are and what they're doing and stand against them. But as long as you support us and spread the articles and videos, and as long as you financially support, we're going to continue on as long as God allows us to. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Okay, Steve in Ohio, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, love you, buddy. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Love you.
I wanted to say that God works through us, and I've heard you say that. And we build God's kingdom through our time, talent, and treasure. And in doing so out here in Ohio, I think I I've stumbled upon the solution, and that solution, if it's not the silver bullet, it's a big part of it, and that's permaculture, Alex. I'm going to go ahead and read a quick quote from one of the co-founders, Bill Mollison, but he says, though the problems of the world are increasingly complex, the solutions remain embarrassingly simple. The greatest change we need to make is from consumption to production, even if on a small scale, in our own gardens. If only 10% of us do this, there is enough for everyone. Hence the futility of revolutionaries who have no gardens, who depend on the very system they attack, who produce words and bullets, not food and shelter. So permaculture, Alex, is a design science where we come into usually a monoculture, people growing lawns, and we rehabilitate the local ecosystem. And by doing so, we're growing food forests instead of lawns. Instead of giving our money to the oil companies and mowing, what are you going to get a second job to mow your grass? It's ridiculous. We're going to grow food where we are now growing lawns.
Let me say this. I infinity agree with you. Not 100%, infinity. Their whole model is take us off the land, deindustrialize us, make us dependent, and anybody, even with a quarter acre of land, front yard, backyard, can literally grow half the food they need, and it's so much fun to do. And as it becomes popular, it'll become the really cool thing to do. It's already happening in many towns and cities, as you know, that everybody will get in on it, everybody will share seeds, and that's why Bill Gates is buying up all the farmland. It's why he's trying to shut it all down, trying to bring in synthetic food, trying to buy up all the seed lines, because there is a war against real God-given, God-designed life on this planet.
Yes, sir. And we are building God's kingdom, Alex. By doing this,
tell me more about permaculture. I mean, tell the listeners, explain what you're up to.
So it's a design science, and on my own property, we're working on 1 acre, and it's a lot smaller than that. Permaculture was designed in the 70s by kind of the antithesis of the Weather Underground folks. So these radical environmentalist anarchist types, instead of blowing up nuclear facilities, they realized that by empowering the people, by teaching them, and by rehabilitating nature, we could grow an abundance of food like a single apple.
And that's real environmentalism, which the globalists like they're for, but everything they do is actually against it. I agree. I endorse permaculture 1,000,000,000%.
Thank you, Alex. So we start with agroforestry. The first thing we do is we plant trees. So talk about a carbon footprint. We take anything carbon-based, weeds, lawn trimmings, you name it, and we work it through different processes. And by doing so, we remain carbon negative. We keep the carbon on the site, and we use bacteria, detritivores, to break down the carbon that gives us that soil web. The majority of life on land is within the first 2.5 inches of soil. So we are building the soil by feeding the bacteria, by breaking down carbon in a natural process over time.
You're literally creating, because soil's alive, for those that don't know. Beautiful. What do you think the best website for people that want to learn about permaculture is?
Wow, that I don't know. There's so much to know. What I do know is that I think people should get involved in their
world. They should. We love you, brother.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.